Glenn Barrington and Anne Hurtize made the difficult decision to close the doors of Thunder and Lightning Pub shortly after the COVID-19 pandemic shut down Canada in spring of last year. Now, with vaccines on the horizon and more knowledge of how COVID-19 spreads, the pair are tentatively accepting bookings for events in the spring and summer. Barrington and Hurtize had a soft launch for T&L's Traveling Cocktail Bar on March 9th of last year, just days before the COVID-19 lockdown. The cocktail bar is meant to be mobile in order to travel to and from events, such as weddings or private parties, and provide drinks and banter on the go.
The concept of it is just, it's a mobile bar, a traveling cocktail bar that is something that would be like an addition to your event. It would, like, you know, instead of it being a cater waiters at a low banquet table with black dress shirts on serving you terrible drinks, you know, it's like a really nice bar that you want to hang out at and lean on, like a bar in a real pub or a real bar. Mm-hmm. In like that's, you know, yeah, it looks amazing. It's like you kind of have to check it out to kind of like get to see exactly what it is, but yeah, that's it. It's like a full bar service and cocktail catering. So for any event, party, gathering, yeah, you name it. We love bartending, and like I miss that a lot. And I think that we're just like also trying to give ourselves something to like look forward to, yeah, of like hopes of like things happening, you know, as everyone is just like, oh, maybe I could bartend again.
The Traveling Cocktail Bar was intended to be an extension of Thunder and Lightning Pub, and was funded in part by a Renaissance Sackville grant. Barrington is optimistic about the Traveling Cocktail Bar, in part due to the grant and low overhead.
The town has kind of given us this kind of like cool opportunity to have this business that doesn't have any overhead and doesn't have like any like a huge investment on our part, that if it doesn't happen for a while, it's not any, you know, we're not stressed about the cost put into it and getting our money back from it. So it's kind of put us in this like nice position where we're just kind of like waiting like everybody else for things to start to go back to normal. But I guess like the intention was that the people planning things like events like that, usually with 6 months to a year's notice, that now would probably be a good time to just say like, hey, we're still here and like we still want to do this whenever we can. We're here to like work with everyone, to anyone that's interested, to kind of figure out the best way to navigate each individual situation, considering how much things change all the time right now.
Part of the reason why Thunder and Lightning closed in May of 2020 was due to financial strain, Barrington says. Like many small businesses, Barrington and Hurtize have debt accumulated from operating the business. He says there is no way they could have managed the loss of business due to COVID-19 on top of debt accumulation. Sackville small businesses, he says, are likely struggling to stay afloat during this pandemic.
It's a really hard for small businesses in a town of this size to make a go. Like anybody that's still open right now and that have been open throughout the pandemic, I can only imagine it's been incredibly challenging, and that I, you know, asking local businesses how they're doing, if they say that they're doing all right, I would assume that that's a response into their own personal mental health and self, and not necessarily that the business is doing all right, because I don't think anyone's doing very well right now. But as far as reopening a bar in Sackville, in a perfect world, sure. But right now, I just don't know what that looks like.
Those who miss the chatter and spirits of T&L can get in touch with Thunder and Lightning's Traveling Cocktail Bar by email at bookingsthunderandlightning@gmail.com. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.